Mr. Squirrel and the Moon by Sebastian Meschenmoser. One morning, Mr. Squirrel woke up because the moon had fallen onto his tree. The moon was as big and round and yellow as it had always been, but why was it lying on his tree? Perhaps it had been stolen and the thief had lost it. If someone came looking for it now and found it here with him, they would think he was the thief, and he'd be arrested and thrown in prison. He had to get rid of the moon. The next morning, Hedgehog woke up because the moon had fallen on his back and had got stuck. Fortunately, Mr. Squirrel was nearby and was able to help him. "The moon has fallen on your back and it's stuck, and the awful thing is, it's been stolen. Suppose somebody finds us with it." They had to get rid of the moon. Then a billy goat arrived. He saw the moon and butted it with his horns. With the moon stuck on his horns, the hedgehog stuck on the moon, and Mr. Squirrel hard on his heels, the billy goat charged at a tree. Bang! Perhaps, Mr. Squirrel thought, he wouldn't get arrested. He could explain what had happened, and the holes in the moon could be repaired. The next morning, the billy goat woke up because the hedgehog, who was still stuck on the moon, complained that it was starting to smell. That was not a good sign. The billy goat was free. The hedgehog was free. The mice had a good meal. But the moon was ruined. They had to get rid of the moon. The best thing would be to send it back to the sky where it belonged. Now that the moon was back in the sky, Mr. Squirrel thought it would soon be its old self again. The end.